Have you ever wondered how the books of the Old Testament were arranged and how you can find them faster in here? Stay tuned and we'll let you know. Welcome to the third episode of Bible Tidbits powered by LifeWord. Go ahead and hit like and answer this question in the comments below. What is your favorite Old Testament passage or story? When you leave a comment, it lets YouTube know that this is a video that it should promote. So leave a comment so that we can reach more people. I would be willing to bet that you've heard your pastor mention a book of the Old Testament and you had no idea where to find it. I mean, like none. Maybe it was 2 Chronicles or Ecclesiastes or Obadiah or Zephaniah, and you started to panic. Don't worry, we've all been there, even me. I want to explain how the Old Testament is laid out and how understanding its layout can help you find passages faster. But before I do, let me give you a little Bible hack that can help you grow more comfortable in the Old Testament. If you're using a paper Bible, most of them have an alphabetical table of contents after the traditional table of contents. If you're using the Bible app, simply use the toggle at the bottom of the books menu to swap between the traditional list and the alphabetical list. You're welcome. Okay, so how is the Old Testament laid out? Now, you might assume that it's in chronological order, you know, the way it actually unfolded throughout history. Now, it's really easy to think that because the first book of the Old Testament is Genesis, and it literally starts with the words "in the beginning." But you would be wrong. Yes, Genesis 1 is the first thing that happened chronologically, but that doesn't mean that the rest of the Old Testament books are in chronological order. Since the day that the Bible was bound up into a single volume book, people have referred to this as a book. And hey, it's not wrong. It is a book. It has a front cover, a back cover, and pages in between. But what we call the Bible has not always been a single volume book like we have today. Until relatively recently, historically speaking at least, you could not fit all of this content into one physical book. It was just too much. We didn't have the printing and the binding technology that we have today. So what they did is they took the writings of guys like Moses and David and Isaiah, and they kept them as separate documents. It was this collection of all these different documents that made up the scripture. That's why our Bible, a book, has books inside of it, like the book of Genesis, the book of Exodus, the book of 2 Chronicles, etc. All of these were once separate documents, or books as we call them, that made up the library of the Old Testament. It's this thinking that actually helps us understand how the Old Testament is arranged. When we see the Old Testament as a library, not as a book, but as a collection of books, we get a clearer picture. Now, when you pick up a book, you probably assume that it's in chronological order, that the end of the book will take place after the beginning of the book, right? But when you go to a library, you don't expect it to be in chronological order, with the oldest books first and the newest books last. No, you would expect it to be in order by subject according to the Dewey Decimal Classification. You know, with the 200s being religion, the 500s being science, and the 900s being history, etc. Well, that's how the Old Testament is arranged. Not by Dewey Decimal, but by classification. The first five books of the Old Testament, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, that's the law. Other names for these books are the Pentateuch, which means five books in Greek, and the Torah, which is Hebrew for the law. Why is it called the law? Because this is where God gave Israel the Ten Commandments and the rest of the law. The next set of books is history. Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, 1 and 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther. Now, this isn't to suggest that the rest of the Old Testament isn't history. It's simply referring to the books of the Old Testament after the first five that chronicle the history of the people of Israel after they are established as a nation. This group of books spans almost 1,000 years and covers history, like the founding of the nation of Israel, the kings of Israel, the split between Israel and Judah, the exile to Babylon, and the return to Jerusalem. There's a lot there. The next grouping is the wisdom section: Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Solomon. It's just what you think it is, a collection of wisdom. The rest of the books can be referred to as the prophets, but it's usually broken down into the major prophets and the minor prophets. The major prophets are the first four prophets who have the longest writings. Isaiah, Jeremiah, who also wrote the book of Lamentations, that's why it's included in the majors, Ezekiel, and Daniel. The minors are the 12 books that are much smaller and are ordered roughly in chronological order. So the library of books that is the Old Testament is ordered like this: Law, History, Wisdom, Prophets, major then minor. Now you may be asking, how does this help me find them in the Bible? Great question. I'm so glad you asked. Remember, Law, History, Wisdom, Prophets. If you're using a paper Bible and you split it right in the middle, 9 times out of 10, you will hit Psalms. Now, that means you're in the wisdom section. If you need one of these books, they're right there. Job is before, and the others are right after. But if you're looking for one of the books of law or history, then you need to go left to Psalms. The further left you go, the further back in time you go. So if you want to go back to the Exodus in Egypt, you need to go all the way to the left. If you're wanting to read about the kings of Israel, then don't go back quite so far, because there weren't kings before the nation of Israel was founded after they left Egypt, right? If you want to get to one of the prophets and you're right in the middle, you need to turn to the right. The majors will be first. Remember, they're just 5 books because they are so long. And for the 12 minor prophets, it may take some time to learn how to navigate them quickly. But remember, there is no shame in using the table of contents. Just like anything, the more time you spend with the Old Testament, the faster you can learn to navigate it. It's kind of like me with my parents' satellite TV. I'm a pretty techie guy, but satellite TV is a technology I never use. So when I visit them, I feel like a total dummy asking them how to find the right channel. Honestly, it's embarrassing. It's not like I'm incapable of getting it. It's just that I haven't spent enough time with it. It's the same with navigating the Bible. The more time you spend in it, the faster you can find the things that you were looking for. And let me tell you, take the time, because it is worth it. If you haven't checked it out already, I highly recommend watching the first episode of Bible Tidbits powered by LifeWord, where we talk about why the Bible has chapter and verse numbers. It'll be linked in the description below. Hey, I hope you learned something in this video. If you did, would you please consider sharing it? And be sure to subscribe so that you can catch the next Bible Tidbits video when it drops on Thursday. Before we go, a word about LifeWord. This amazing organization has been spreading the good news of Jesus since 1965. LifeWord's most recent project is building the LifeWord Cloud, enabling more than 5 decades of gospel programming to be accessed through the internet. The ultimate goal is that 200 world languages would be represented on the LifeWord Cloud, and that speakers of those languages would hear the greatest story ever told in their heart language. So, what are you waiting for? Go and check them out at lifeword.org. See you next time. Grace and peace.